I am here. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, John, Miriam, and everybody who is putting together the Greater Reset, Exit and Build, the Freedom Cell Network, and all of the wonderful things you're doing. The truth is, as everybody in this community knows, we are at war. And the most popular, most cited war strategist of all time, Sun Tzu, said, "Know thyself, know thy enemy. 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. Take a deep breath and contemplate that for a minute, and maybe later today, contemplate that as a meditation. And ask the question, are we going to argue with Sun Tzu, the most cited war strategist ever? Or are we going to think maybe he has a point? But then the next logical question, know thyself, know thy enemy, 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. Know thyself, know thy enemy. Who am I? Who are we? My friends, when we understand who we are, and I'm not talking about Jim Gale, Dust in the Wind, the character of the moment, but I'm talking about the bigger I, the spirit that resides within us, within our ego shells, right? The ego is the illusion. The ego is the illusion of separation from the divine. I grew up in Minnesota. I learned the word God growing up. So I'm going to use that word. For other people in the audience who use another word, maybe it's Krishna or Shiva or Allah or Buddha or any of these other words to describe the divine, great, right? And that's another layer of the psyop. It's another layer of the control, is to pretend that it's not all God. It's all God. The whole thing is God. GI, which is God's intelligence, created AI to play the game. Just like we created Mario to play the game. The game is so simple once we fully conceive and believe and understand it. The game is to figure out how to be released from the programs of governmente. And released is not the right word. How to overcome, how to ascend the programming in our consciousness. And how did Buddha do it? How did Christ do it? How did a lot of these sages do it? How do all of them do it? Presence is the gift from God. Meditation is the key to unlock the mind and the heart from the programming of governmente, which means mind control. Now, my friends, I'm going to get into the solution at scale. But the first thing to know is who we are and who our enemy is, right? Evil and live, right? It's not good and evil. It's live and evil. We are in the big one right now. This is the war to end all wars for 7 generations, 1,000 years. I don't know. You pick the number, right? Time is an illusion anyway. This is the big one, though. And not in a scary sense. This is the biggest opportunity in the history of humanity. Because when you fully realize who you are, then fear will be gone from your being. In fact, you will laugh at the people who try to place fear upon your heart and your soul. You will just say, oh, you're being silly, right? These silly, ignorant jerks who are actually part of the game as well. Don't worry about them. Don't focus on them. In fact, I'm so thankful to hear the last couple speakers. It was just such a beautiful message that they relayed to us. It's about coming together as community and saying, no, I will not comply with any of the force and violence of government. And then to demonstrate that fact, starting as an individual, that's the key, because we start where we are. We start by realizing the energy field that we are and intentionally expanding the field through connection with presence. Now, Tesla, by the way, who's the ultimate scientist, he said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. But there's one word misplaced, or maybe purposely placed, in that sentiment, in that concept. And it's the word think. If you want to experience the secrets of the universe, then feel the frequency, feel the energy, feel the source around us vibrating, just rah! It's incredible. You can feel it. You can feel it everywhere. I can feel it in my feet. I'm barefoot right now, walking on this incredible ground. And I can feel this intense vibration everywhere. And all around us is our food forest. This is a baby food forest. 22 months ago, there was nothing here but a bed of Florida sand. Now, we have over 240 different types of edible and medicinal plants. And look at this. It's paradise. It's what I imagine the Garden of Eden to be. A place of infinite, exponential abundance. A place that just sings to your heart. You know, I've done probably 1,000 tours here in the last maybe year or so. And maybe year and a half. So far, we have a 100% inspired rate. Not one person has ever left Galt's Landing and said, this place sucks. I don't know if you can hear the turkeys over there. So, my friends, when we know who we are, and then we start layering in the wisdom that we've learned from the greats throughout history. And I'll name a few concepts that have radically shaped the course of my life. The concept of Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. After a lifetime of study of the most successful people in the world, Napoleon Hill deducted, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. There are no limits to that statement. It's exactly what I was referring to earlier. We are God playing a divine game with ourself to learn, to expand, to experience the physical, to experience and manifest in this plane. The objective is to become enlightened, which is the opposite of governmente. Mind control is the problem. Governmente is the problem. Enlightenment is the solution. So when I realized that, and actually I'm gonna give a few little things for y'all to check out that I find fascinating, right? What I'm holding in my hand has the combined knowledge of humanity, right? It's called the iPhone. It's an apple with a bite out of it. It is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it is AI. And it's not just this iPhone that's AI. This iPhone is connected to all of the other AI. It's one thing that has been brought to us through Microsoft and through Apple. So if you ask the question, what were the first iPhones sold for? $666.66. So that's Apple. Now let's go to Microsoft. And most of you know this already, but have you put it all together yet? Microsoft patent 2020-666. Tracing, reaching, no, that's the next one. It's human bodily activity and cryptocurrency, right? Turning us into batteries like the Matrix, right? It's all AI doing all this. AI is doing all this. And then what's the next one? If you already have the technology of the mark of the beast, then you need a law to enforce the technology of the mark of the beast. So what do you call that? Well, do you get sneaky and you call it like the Abundance Act or Free the People Act or Feed Everyone Act? No, you call it the Trace Bill. They're not very creative. Tracing, reaching, and contacting everyone. HR, 116th Congress, 6666. You can't make this stuff up. Research it for yourself. It might be scrubbed off Google pretty soon, so you might want to screen capture some of this stuff. So the problem is very clear to me. It's fear. It's the narrative of overpopulation, and it's the narrative of scarcity. In the system that the folks earlier were referring to, the permaculture design process and ethics, there's infinite exponential abundance to be had for everybody, right? The papayas over here, you can count the seeds in one of these papayas, but you cannot count the papayas in one of the seeds. It's infinite. It's exponential. One papaya seed can lead to a million, a billion papayas over time. Every food forest becomes a nursery. So, hey, turkey, what are you doing? You come to visit me? Say hi. Gobble, 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 gobble. And so every one of these plants can create an exponential amount of new plants over time. So this food forest, now that it's about 22 months established, it can now thrive on its own. And what does that mean? That means we could walk away from this food forest, and in 30 years, we could come back, and this food forest would not only be a mega food forest, a jungle of life that supports a lot of life, tons of animals and variety and diversity, but this food forest would expand hundreds and even thousands of miles. That's God's design. That's nature. How would it expand? The wind, the rain, the birds would come in, and they would eat the plants, and they would fly across the lake over there, and thank you, bird, you just planted another raspberry or mulberry or blueberry or blackberry. That's the nature of this design. The Garden of Eden is the win of the war that we are in. So my question, obsessively, now I'd like to sit with the word obsessively for a little bit. Since 2007, when I learned what was happening, I became obsessed with the question, how do we fix this? And it's because I had my first two daughters. I had Mia and Sayla, and I started looking at the world as a parent and asking new questions. What's the world going to be like in 10, 20, 30, 40 years? What's the world of my grandkids going to be like? And I went into a period of scarcity. I had done very well financially. I had about $20 million in net worth, and I invested every penny of that and another $80,000 into the solution. But as the folks were talking about the law of attraction, I was coming from an energy of concern, of worry, of fear. And I literally went completely beyond broke because I was living in that scarcity moment until about 3 years ago. I had my business shut down by government. It was rocking. It was only open 2.5 months. It was a kiosk in a mall. It was a permaculture kiosk in a mall. And I had plans to scale that around the world, right? And the government came in and used COVID as the excuse to shut down the economy. I had invested everything I had. I actually borrowed money from a friend. I put up my land that I have here in exchange for $50,000. I designed it, I built it, I bought it, I got credit cards and funded the whole thing. And I was living day to day, and I worked, in fact, for that 2.5 month period, I worked every single day for 2.5 months. And then the government shut me down, shut us down, shut us all down, shut the world down. And I was outside my home, and I was walking in fear, and I was weeping, and I was asking God for help. And then something miraculous happened. I stepped into faith and courage. It was the only thing that I had not truly stepped into. 100% faith and courage. And the moment, the step illuminated. It was dark out, but all of a sudden I could see more clearly. And I was like, oh my God. And then from then on, I got home. I chat with my wife. I said, babe, we don't have any money. How are we going to pay rent? How are we going to get food? How are we going to do all this stuff? And all of a sudden, this simple idea came to mind. How could it have not come to mind, which is the fantastic part. And this is relevant to all of us. We all have abundance all around us all the time. We are just not aware of it because where we are in our minds, in our energy fields. And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Remember that stack? We had some silver coins that we bought a long time ago that I really stuffed away and I had forgotten about. How did that come to mind right then? Well, it did. I called my buddy up. I had it literally sold the next day, and I had enough cash to get to the next layer. And then I had enough cash just barely to get to the next layer. And then I had enough cash just barely to get to the next layer. And that has been happening over and over now for 3 years. And I have learned to come in with complete faith that God will provide. And God, I really want to say this because I went all the routes, man. I was an agnostic. I was an atheist. Maybe not so much an atheist, but I really just was like, whatever. That is not relevant to me. I don't believe in any of that stuff. Prove it is what I was thinking. But anyway, I let go of all of that. And that came from a period of scarcity and a little bit of anger. Like, if there's a God, then there wouldn't be all these kids dying. If there was a God, if there was a... this blaming kind of energy going on. And I let go of all of that. And I stepped into this faith. And then somebody said, Jim, faith and courage is the armor of God. And when they said that, I went, it's like I got struck by a little bolt of lightning. I know that's true, my friends. That is the reality of it. And so we are now building. We've built 5 tiny homes over here. We're using them as Airbnbs and for some of our core team to stay in. We have been constructing on this land for about 14 or 15 months. We are building 5 larger homes here with New Energy World. And we have not asked the government for permission. I'm putting all of it in. Everything that I have in the physical, I'm putting it into the land. And loving the land. I'm creating my kin's domain, my food forest paradise here. And I just did a video the other day. And I said in the video, I am the EPA, right? The Environmental Protection Agency will not allow me to plant a permaculture designed food forest in some of these places. It will not allow me to create my own septic system in the ground. It will not allow me without begging and paying and pleading and getting on a knee to do what we're doing. And yet we're capturing our own methane to cook with. We're using the effluent from our toilets to grow food. We're not putting any poisons into our system, right? But guess what? The EPA, after all this time, is not showing up. Why aren't they showing up? Because we're going about this in a strategic way. We are going about it publicly. We are calling out and inviting the good people that joined the EPA. In fact, I just spoke with one of them this morning that left the EPA because it was absolutely corrupt through and through. If you want to learn how corrupt it is, go to DuckDuckGo and type in corruption at the EPA. I was talking to another farmer yesterday. He said it was absolutely incredible how corrupt trying to get an organic certification. Are you kidding me? We have to get certified to grow our food without poisons? What a scam. Don't do that. No, say no. Now, here's the thing. If it scares you to go this route, that's what the community's for. And I don't guarantee anything except for that if something happens, that I will do a story about it. And I would ask you to do the same. Because it's time for us to turn our backs on, not go to war with, right? To turn our backs on corruption and evil and simply do the right thing at scale, on video, and then share this video with your networks and invite the EPA people to participate in the regeneration of our soil, of our land. Invite them to consider their use of glyphosate, right? Because that's what the EPA will allow me to do. They'll allow me to kill everything. Invite them. And then here's another layer, another tactic of the strategy. Serve your community. The best thing we could ever do, the most selfish thing that I could ever do, because I like the feeling of love, right? Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to feel love? The most selfish thing that I could ever do is to love and to serve my friends, my family, and my community and our world. So it, in fact, I was listening a couple of clips I got lately about different people that are very much interested in doing the right thing, but yet they're still programmed by one of the layers of the narrative, the layer that the people, that humanity is by itself the cause of the destruction of our world, right? They believe in the overpopulation narrative. Now, it's easy to believe that if you're not aware of what's actually happening. It's the half-truth of the matter. And that's what to be aware of, the half-truth. They'll take a little bit of truth and they'll turn it upside down. That's the game we're playing. And so what I'd like to invite those folks to do is to recognize that in a permaculture landscape, there's really no limit to the amount of people that we could support on this planet by simply using our resources wisely. 20 billion people could be fed just off the land in the United States. The 890 million acres plus the 47 million acres of lawn. In fact, when we transition, when we take the poisons out and we transition 50, 60% of that 40 million acres of lawn into regenerative edible landscapes, landscapes like this, then the 890 million acres will go back to nature because we won't need that destroyed farmland, that mining of the soil and killing the microbiome. You know, I do want to point out a couple things here in the real, in the permaculture world. So this pathway, this is a scar on Mother Earth, right? Mother Earth does not desire this. How can I tell? Because this perennial peanut here is a living Band-Aid. It's an Earth Band-Aid. And the perennial peanut is starting to come over and it's starting to heal. It's creating a new layer of skin. All right, this earth is a living being, right? The water is like the lymphatic fluid. The oil is like the blood. And then this is the skin. And just like our stomachs, the diversity is key to the strength of the system. So this skin is going to cover over these shells. And not only will it provide flowers that are edible for 9 months a year, not only does it feel incredible to walk on barefoot, but it actually fixes nitrogen and puts nutrients back in the soil that are needed to create and create that mycelial network and create that life in the system. So how do we then scale this? That's the question, because once we inspire and empower mass adoption of taking the poisons out and growing food instead of lawns, we solve mass extinction and deforestation. We solve cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. We end world hunger, and we end tyranny. Little side note, I've met with two presidential candidates in the last 2 months or so. I met with Bobby Kennedy, and I met with Dr. Shiva. They don't like each other at all. And yet, they both agreed with me 100%. Now, am I counting on government to fix our problems? No, that would be insane. But I recognize that the energy that is going to go into this campaign in the next 10 months, the next 11 months, whatever it is, I guess it's 10 months from now, we're going to be voting for a new, not me, but a lot of people are going to be spending so much time figuring out who to vote for. And it's going to be many, many, many billions of dollars of human energy are going to be spent on this process of electing a president, which we all know that this process is a silly, failed process. But in permaculture, we learn to turn the problem into the solution. So how do we integrate with that process? How do we plant seeds within that process? Well, here's how I'm doing it. I'm reaching out to these candidates and I'm saying publicly, by the way, I'm inviting you to participate in the solution. I even created, with the help of an amazing team, McKinley and everybody, we created a campaign strategy. It's very simple. And by the way, I shared this with both Dr. Shiva and Bobby Kennedy. We've created a campaign strategy that will not only win the election, but it will change the world. The campaign itself will change the world just over the next 12 months. And they both looked at me funny. And I said, here it is. It's not a secret strategy, my friends. It's a very actionable and desirable strategy. Here it is. Start with a big claim. As a presidential candidate, let's make a big claim. I will take all the poisons out of the school lunches and school lands, and the students will grow some of their own food while learning how to regenerate our ecosystems. What would be the result if that was like math and writing and history? What would be the result if all of the schools in the United States and eventually the world adopted this strategy? It would change the world. Every school would become a nursery. The kids would be aware of what our ecosystems are all about. And they would be aware of the permaculture ethics and principles. It would change the world. But here's the fun part. When a candidate makes a claim like that, I'm going to reverse childhood diabetes. I'm going to reverse childhood depression and illness and suicide. The media is going to go nuts and beat that candidate up. And then maybe wait a couple weeks and then interject the facts, the proofs, because this has been done. This is not a hypothetical solution to school reform. This is a demonstrable, proven solution to school reform, right? That's one campaign stop. Now, imagine if Trump were in a prison and he was surrounded by inmates and he said, I'm going to reduce crime by 50% over the next 4 years. The media would go nuts. They would beat the heck out of him. And then a couple weeks later, he lays out a strategy. Here's exactly how I'm going to do it. All of the inmates are going to, whoever wants to, I believe in voluntarism is the only way, right, can start growing their own food. They can create their own Garden of Eden inside the prisons. This has been done, my friends. And when it was done, it resulted in a reduced recidivism rate of over 60%. So, boom, there's the answer to crime. Right. And then I had another one with DeSantis, right, where DeSantis is in a park and he said, I'm going to lift up the communities and I'm going to transform the parks and I'm going to end hunger. And think about this in the opportunity zones here in Florida. Opportunity zones are places, they're food deserts where people are impoverished. They're more sick than they are in the suburbs, put it that way. And in these food deserts, they usually get like poisonous food as their regular. Imagine if we went in and even work with the schools and stacked functions and the schools, the students went in with leadership and guides from the permaculture community. And we did a mega perma blitz at the city parks, right? In fact, the Florida state budget was $92 billion, I think, in 2001. And they use about 17% of that for social services of different kinds. Well, if we had 5% of that over 4 years, that would equal $18 billion. $18 billion equals 18,000 $1 million food forest installations in the state of Florida alone. Now, where I'm standing now is about $150,000 to $200,000 worth of food forest in the ground. Imagine $1 million, well-organized perma-blitz. It would be 10 times this much food. 18,000 locations. That's every city park. That's every school. That's every opportunity zone. That's every community center. That's food security and food freedom for the state of Florida in 4 years. Done. So what's happened lately, I got a really fascinating phone call the other day from a good friend named General Blaine Holt. And he left the system when he realized what was going on about, I don't know, three, 3 years ago or so. And he said, Jim, big money is shifting. And I just learned 2 or 3 days ago that BlackRock has lost. And by the way, BlackRock, that's not the name of the entity as much as it is the intention of the entity, which is run by a computer named Aladdin, which is AI. So AI controls the world financial system. And now they've laid off, I think, 1,000 people just the other day. And it seems like people are taking their money. People are waking up. You know, the mark of the beast says rich or poor, young or old. If you don't get the mark, which is a chip in your hand or your forehead, which will stop you from buying food unless you comply with the government. Well, people are starting to recognize that. And the energy is shifted. It's, in fact, my friends, this is such great news. It's already shifted. Like, I kind of think we're done. I think that all we need to do now is just love life, serve our friends and family, and steward our land. And by doing so, and just doing that, if that's all we did with joy, then it's done. And so what is happening, he called me up and said, big money. I've had 2 big money folks call me up, and they are looking for a place. They're done with, they've got enough gold and silver and Bitcoin and all that, and they want to take their money out of the markets because they think the markets are crashing. Or going to crash. Well, that makes sense to me. And he said, what's the number? And so I gave him a number. And here's what we're doing. We are going to be, we're creating a council of 12 and incredible people, people whose names you know, very amazing stewards of our land, people that have proven incredible courage and faith and wisdom throughout this, especially this last 3 years. And we are creating this council, and then the council will be the stewards of this asset, this energy system. Now, we all know that the fiat is going to hell, right? Fiat is shit, right? It's going down. So what do you do with shit in a permaculture system? You compost it. You turn it into soil. So we put this longevity spinach in the ground. This is a living salad bar, by the way. So we put one sprig, like you take off one sprig of this like this, you know, boom. Okay, now you stick that in the ground. I'll stick it in the ground over here. And now I've got more longevity spinach growing, right? We started with one sprig in that area like 22 months ago. And now we've got a lot of free salad anytime we want. So is it a good investment for these billionaires who cannot hide? They cannot, you know, this idea of building bunkers and stuff. Oh my gosh, what a bunch of idiots, right? You cannot hide from what's to come. This is bigger than politics. It's bigger than all the systems that they think they're used to. This is not a war between squabbling houses. This is a war between the living and the dead, or the not living, AI. Right? So what's going to happen, and it's going to happen this year, is we've created a model, and our model is about collaboration. It's about we have no patents, we have no NDAs, we have no non-competes. Our contract is based on the permaculture ethics and principles. It's very simple. Let's collaborate. Let's come together and let's demonstrate freedom on every conceivable level. In fact, I got a call from another fella, the first doctor to become a Green Beret. I love this man. And he said, Jim, there was just a document created about 2 weeks ago. It was called the Declaration of Military Accountability. And one of the people that were participants in crafting and signing that document called me up, a couple of them actually. And they said, Jim, can you speak to these generals and colonels and this high level brass? Because what I'm presenting is not only just smart on every freaking level, but it is the ultimate military strategy. Because Kissinger said, let thy food or people, whoever controls the food controls the people. And so that's the problem. Then the solution is the opposite of that. So as a military strategy, let's get all of these brass and these, you know, and let's not, while the people that wrote this letter, most of them are very wise. They're connected. They're very intelligent and thoughtful and strategic and connected. So now let's bring together them around creating a new food supply chain. So we're going to be putting up these nurseries. We're calling them Freedom Farm Academies. If somebody wants to call it whatever else, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you want to call it. But we're putting together the support system, the design team, the installation teams, the product suppliers, the service suppliers, the inspiration suppliers, the meditators, the artists, the media centers. In fact, every one of these systems will have a media center. And that's key, right? We're building here at Golf, we're creating a CSA. We're creating a media center. We're opening up a school. And we've already got this completely epic off-grid community. And we happen to be, by the way, on a private 400-acre lake. And we have a mile-long paved runway to our east. It's right there. It's like literally bordering our property. So we are inviting world leaders to come in. And this Golf's Landing is meant to be a hub for people to learn about permaculture and to demonstrate freedom and to have conferences like they're having over in Davos, except for with the exact opposite intention. We don't want to control anybody. We want to inspire and create enthusiasm, and we want to lift people's spirits. And this, my friends, is the way to do it. So if you know anybody that has money and they want to get it out of the markets, let's bring our ideas and thoughts together. Let's help them see that investing in life is a much, much better investment than investing in death. I'm not sure how much more time I have, Derek or John. What's the time saying on my 40 minutes?
That was great, Jim. We're at time. Thank you for everything, though. Make a big round of applause for Jim Gale, everyone.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a great reset for humanity, the Freedom Saw Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a 5-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.